So, when they had solemnly bore witness and spoken the word of the Lord, they started back to Jerusalem, proclaiming the gospel to many villages of the Samaritans. Welcome to In the Bullpen, Up and Ready, a ministry of developing contenders. The call has come. You need to get up and ready now.
And look who's coming up. High fly ball into right field. She is gone!
As we read through Acts chapter 8, we read about Saul persecuting the church, entering house after house, and dragging off both men and women, delivering them into prison. We also read that many of Christ's followers had been scattered, yet they went about preaching the good news of the word. One of these men was Philip, who went down to the city of Samaria and began preaching Christ to them. Then we read that as many of the disciples had headed back to Jerusalem, the Lord had something else in store for Philip. Hear now God's word in Acts chapter 8, verses 26 through 40. But an angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, saying, "Rise up and go south to the road that descends from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is a desert road." So he rose up and went. And behold, there was an Ethiopian eunuch, a court official of Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who was in charge of all her treasure, and he had come to Jerusalem to worship. And he was returning and sitting in his chariot and was reading the prophet Isaiah. Then the Spirit said to Philip, "Go over and join this chariot." And Philip ran up and heard him reading Isaiah the prophet, and said, "Do you understand what you are reading?" And he said, "Well, how could I, unless someone guides me?" And he invited Philip to come up and sit with him. Now the passage of Scripture which he was reading was this: "As a sheep is led to slaughter, and as a lamb before its shearer is silent, so he does not open his mouth. In humiliation his judgment was taken away. Who will recount his generation? For his life is removed from the earth." And the eunuch answered Philip and said, "I ask you earnestly, of whom does the prophet say this? Of himself or of someone else?" Then Philip opened his mouth, and beginning from this scripture, he proclaimed the good news about Jesus to him. And as they went along the road, they came to some water. And the eunuch said, "Look, water, what prevents me from being baptized?" And Philip said, "If you believe with all your heart, you may." And he answered and said, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." And he ordered the chariot to stop, and they both went down into the water, Philip as well as the eunuch, and he baptized him. When they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord snatched Philip away, and the eunuch no longer saw him, but went on his way rejoicing. But Philip found himself at Azotus, and as he passed through, he kept proclaiming the gospel to all the cities until he came to Caesarea. It's important to point out a number of details from our passage. In that day, many saw Ethiopia as the outermost parts or the end of the known world. The Ethiopian Philip was sent to speak to was very wealthy and very influential. And obviously, he was a eunuch. In the Old Testament dispensation, he was excluded from worship. The text that we read has the Ethiopian eunuch reading a text, in this case, Isaiah 53, verses 7 and 8. And Philip teaches him that this was about the promised Messiah. And here we have another example in the New Testament of the Old Testament being about Christ. Philip began at this scripture, and from it, and I think we can conclude from others as well, preached Jesus. The man believed and was baptized. And then Philip was snatched away by the Spirit of the Lord. Though the newly converted man no longer saw Philip, Philip, who was used by God for his conversion, he was able to go on his way rejoicing because his eyes were now fixed on Jesus. Both the beginning and closing verses of our text show similarities between Philip and Elijah. It's also important for us to realize a number of glorious truths through the details in our text. In this passage, we see the ongoing fulfillment of Christ's words recorded for us back in chapter 1, verse 8. You shall be my witnesses, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria, and even to the end of the earth. The gospel is not only going to the ends of the earth, but to all kinds of people. And we need to recognize there are no chance or accidental meetings. Oh, maybe from our viewpoint, but never from God's. All things are according to His perfect and good providence. We also learn that Christ is to be faithfully and accurately preached according to the Scriptures. This is the ordinary means Yahweh uses to save sinners. We also see that a profession of faith is a prerequisite for baptism for those coming from outside the covenant people of God. And we learn that whatever the circumstances of our conversion, however things might have changed since our conversion, we, like the Ethiopian eunuch, go on throughout our Christian lives rejoicing in our Savior. Get your eyes up, fixed on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, and be ready to deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow Him.